Loving awareness invites you to come home to the illuminated nature of your being. Now, more than ever before, it is time. Join together with us in co-creating a world where loving awareness is the prevailing choice. It begins within the hearts of each one of us. Hello, dear ones. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and LovingAwareness.org, and I'm here with this week's Illuminate Your Energy Reset. So this week, oh my goodness, there are so many different things that are percolating and bubbling up for us to talk about. And you know, when I'm sitting with the energies that are rising and I'm trying to contextualize, how do I bring this into something that makes cohesive sense? Or what is the energy that really wants to rise up in the most important and prevalent way right now? What bubbles to the surface for me this week is this energy. It's almost, honestly, it's a juxtaposition. It feels almost like taffy being stretched and pulled. There's the energy of expansion and contraction that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. There's another way of expressing that expansion and contraction. It's like a feeling of advance and retreat, advance and retreat. And that's sort of what I mean by the twisting and pulling almost of the taffy. There's the pulling feeling that stretches us, and then there's the release of that. And we can find ourselves feeling excited in the expansion, but there can also be resistance in the expansion. So then the letting go feels like an interesting sort of release and a retreat that is equally necessary right now. So I'm just really, I'd be curious if you're feeling that, if you're relating to those descriptions that I just shared. You can drop a comment below and let me know how that feels. It's an interesting experience. Like, on the one hand, I'm noticing and feeling and sensing this burgeoning of newness and inspired growth and excitement for change and transformation. And at the very same time, there's the feeling of not yet. Is it time yet? Really, really the questioning and also the enjoyment of the space of quietude, the enjoyment of the space between. See if you can relate with this. Are you familiar with liminality? Liminal space is that space between anything. So even when we're breathing, there's a liminal space between breaths, a space where the body shifts out of the in-breath and into the out-breath. And even though it's a very fast little space, it is a space. And that liminal space exists between everything. And we can expand liminal space when we choose to. And so I'm sort of finding that even as this is coming through now, this feeling, this juxtaposition of energies, it's almost like the space in between is where we are. We're feeling, we're knowing, we're sensing the change, the rebirth, the transformation, the growth. We're feeling that. And we're feeling what was. And we know that we're not in the nature of what was either, because we can't be. You see, we're always forward moving. Our lives are a continuous forward moving upward spiral. There's nothing that happens linear. We just attach ourselves to that construct of time. Yeah. So, in this space of liminality, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity, and sometimes the space of liminality can feel uncomfortable. It can feel, because we don't know, right? There's just this pause, it's this space, and what are we supposed to do while we're here? Because we always want to be doing something. But what if we just expanded in the space and just allowed the neutrality to expand for a minute? And just allow the pure potentiality to expand without attachment to what it looks like. That could be really interesting for us. And it could be energy and experience well taken. So I want to invite you into that. Just explore. There aren't any right or wrong answers with this. Not at all. Just explore, what am I feeling? What part of my experience does feel expanded and what part feels contracted? And don't judge either side of that, because there is none. They're valuable parts of the integrated whole. Advancing and retreating. If we just advance, you say that 7 times really fast. If we just do that all the time, it's not sustainable. And so what is the balance? What is the yin and the yang? The balance of advance and retreat. The balance of expansion and contraction. And what is that space in between? That space of liminality. And what kind of presence can we bring to that space? It's worth exploring. And what's also coming in around that is we're experiencing so much on our global platform, our global awareness right now. The collective is experiencing the trauma that our brothers and sisters, our family in Ukraine is experiencing. And every single day somewhere in the world, more traumatic events are happening. And that's all spinning in the collective. Collective trauma is real. Stress around these things is real. I will not sit here and say, if you do your breathing and do your yogic stretches and you eat the right foods and you pray and you allow yourself to just steep in love and light, that all of the world problems will go away. No, that's not real, and that's not even what we're here for. We're here for the wholeness of this experience. We are here to acknowledge every part, every aspect of our experience in our humanness. And I was going to say but source is saying and it's well placed, because it's not but, it's not either or, it's always both and. As we're having this human experience, we are also having the experience of our infinite nature merged in union. This human experience is not just solely a human experience. The energy of presence, that part of us that is infinite, evermore, unchanging, unborn, can't be formed, can't be contained, limitless, boundless. That's the truth of our nature. That's the source of our nature. And we bring that awareness into this humanness, into this human experience. And we operate from our merged potential of person and presence. Presence and person. Unified. When we do that, we come to the challenges, the devastation, the traumas, the wounds, those that came before in our childhoods yesterday. And we meet those traumas, those wounds, that suffering, that pain, in a new way. We meet it and embrace it and draw it in to our hearts of presence and see from the higher vantage point. The pause there was because there were other words that could easily fill in that blank, and you can fill in that blank with whatever words speak to your heart. The idea here is that within us lives the presence that is all-informing and connected to all that is and all that ever will be, infinite, to infinity and beyond. And somehow there's comfort in that. There is comfort in that as we walk this human path, being a human being on this planet during these precious times of transformation. It's comforting to know that even in our own being, we are not walking alone. We are not this body. This body is our vehicle. This body is our temple. This body is having the experience of being human. And the part of us that is presence is what is activating, expressing, and informing through that experience. It is a merged experience. I hope as you're receiving these words that you can feel that. And that maybe, even if you've heard this before, that the words are landing in such a way today that you're actually feeling that. You're feeling the embodied integration of person and presence. That in and of itself will serve you well. It will serve you well navigating this twisting road that lies before us. And it will serve us well in the space of liminality to just allow ourselves to be in that recognition, in that embodied, integrated feeling of, whoa, I never thought about it quite like that. I never felt it quite like that. I get it. I am presence and person merged. And that feels real. That feels exciting. That feels important. And from that space, there's a new level of self-autonomy, personal authority, inner authority, authenticity that becomes engaged. And from that space, that's where that liminal pause, if this is what we can experience in the liminal pause, in that liminal space, is an embodied, integrated experience of this presence and person merged, and really know that in a way that we haven't known it or felt it, allowed ourselves to experience it before. This liminal space is everything, because once we've had that embodied, integrated experience in this way, we're forever changed. And the trajectory of change, of shift, of growth, of transformation that is out in front of us exponentially is filled with more crystal clarity. And we can operate from a pure place of honesty and transparency and authenticity. That's what we need moving forward. And we don't have to wait for anyone else to tell us that it's time to do that. I'm not giving you permission. The permission is yours. You are self-sovereign. Hear these words, and these words are not your permission. They can be an invitation, but it's you, your cells, your awareness, your inner awakening vibrates in resonance and says, yes, yes, this is my time. This is my time to own my presence in person. My presence in person is now online. I'm fully activated in the space of my inner authority. I am in my authority. I express through authentically. And my uniqueness, it's amazing. I don't have to fit into the context of anybody's anything. I'm floating my flow from my space of presence in person merged. Can you feel the shift in the energy? There's an excitement. This goes back full circle to the beginning, that feeling of expansion and contraction. Contraction being that place where we can allow ourselves to release, to soften, to go inward, to have this experience of relating, literally coming into relationship with ourselves as presence in person merged. And then from that place, allowing the expansion to self-bloom, to bring ourselves into the forward expression of who and what we really are. It makes me feel tingly. It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel connected. It makes me feel vital and vibrant. And it makes me feel kind of on fire in a really good way. Like, sitting idly by isn't the thing. Sitting idly by is not the space of liminality. The space of liminality is where magic happens, and there's nothing idle about it. It is not about complacency. It is not about even there's so many words for that space of just like, yeah, this is all right. It's not about that. It is not about that. So really honor this opportunity. Honor this opportunity toward the liminal space. Honor this opportunity to come into the presence of your inner authority through the merged nature of your presence in person. Really steep in it. And more than ever, honestly, everyone, please honor your needs. Listen to your feelings. Honor your needs. Take the pressure off that liminal space. Just be in it. Allow the floatiness of that. Allow yourself to just expand in not having to know. This is another huge thing that's up right now. There's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of uncertainty. And we can choose how we navigate the unknown. We can choose how we navigate the uncertainty. And it doesn't mean that we have to figure it out. It means how can we embrace the space of the unknown? How can we allow pure potentiality to reveal itself to us through that space? That's my invitation to myself, to all of us. Just allow. Take care of ourselves. Honor our needs. Listen to our feelings. Inquire deeply. Drill down deeper so that we can get to the root and the heart of what it is that we're really experiencing, needing, feeling. Give ourselves that time and that space. Give ourselves what we need to be able to navigate from a place of pure inner authority. That's it. That's where we are. That's what we need. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. Drop a comment below. Let me know, how did this reach you? What did it make you question? What did it rise up within you? I want to know. I really do. It's important to me. Subscribe to the channel. Please share, 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 share. I love, 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 love you for sharing, because these messages are meant to reach the masses. Thank you. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. If you love these messages and you want more support like this every single week, journal prompts, attunement statements, more guidance, extra videos, all of these kinds of things, become a member at Illuminate Your Circle inside of lovingawareness.org. It's open. It's happening. Meet us in the circle. Thank you. I love you.